طيب، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث، السلام عليكم. وعليكم السلام. What is our stand if we are asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم see Allah في المعراج؟ السيدي said the hadith is contradictory. The authentic hadith that we have four of them narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha, Ibn Mas'ud saying that he has not seen them, and those hadith are authentic, and they're both in there in the Mi'raj. Now remember we're talking about two things here. This chapter basically was about the day of the Yawm al-Qiyamah, but talking about an Nabi al-Azam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I brought this as a side order and or as a side issue. Yani, I mean, the hadith is clear and it's authentic, but again, Sufiyya radiallahu anhum believe in a vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a way that is suitable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith is not contradictory in that sense. Again, I want you to sort of هل رأى محمد ربه, has Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen his Lord? Not, that's what the Sayyid Aisha replied, and not in the sense of the creation. Maybe she was luring to the point that maybe the Sahabi or the asker, the questioner, was understanding or thinking that it would be something like a creation would see a creation, or with the you know, the eyes of our own eyes and the power of our own eyes and the human being, you know, like us eyes, etc. And she has replied no. So the Sufiyya radiallahu anhum, they take this to a point where they saying her answer was restricted to that understanding, and they go to say ma kadhaba al-fuadu ma ra'a, what the heart has seen. And you take that as a, you expand on this, is not belied. So again, I hope you get the drift. What I'm trying to tell you here is the point is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vision, regardless of those who, there are some Ahl-Sunnah who say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitively did not see his Lord in any way, shape or form, in nothing. Alright? And there are others who say he did. Though the authentic hadith in the Mi'raj, the authentic ones that everyone can reference back, he did not. But having said that, again I'll say that the opinion of many of the Sufi scholars and many of the scholars who lean towards the ulum of tazkiyah and suluk, that there is a vision and that is not contradictory with the authentic hadith of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha ibn Mas'ud saying that he did not, or Abu Dhar, hadith Abu Dhar. The reason for that is because the vision as in a space and place and human being and reflection and image and our own eyes, the power of our eyes, etc., 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 that is a problem. But again, in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ru'ya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it suits His majesty, that is not likening Him to the creation in any way, shape, or form, we see that as permissible, and Allah knows best. Many of the Ash'aris lean to saying they differentiate ru'ya, ru'ya ayniya or ru'ya qalbiya. They say a ru'ya was in fu'ad, in the heart. Not in the eyes. And because the ayah says ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a fi surah an-najm, the heart was not belied to what he says. And again, the point here is not really much difference between the Ash'aris and the Maturidis on this issue. The point here pretty much is that about the ru'ya and the mi'raj, again what I mentioned, the authentic evidence are pretty clear cut to those who say not. However, I said again, there is no contradiction. I don't believe there's a contradiction between that and what the Sufi scholars mention sometimes about this, because they actually take it to a higher meaning, a higher understanding, a higher meaning than simply what people want to take it on a human level. Of course, as you all know, that on a human level or anything that has to do with likening Allah to His creation is not permissible. But again, some say no when we're talking about the ru'ya now and the Day of Judgment. No.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. طيب. الله الله.
نعم، there are hadiths, there are four narrations, or two of them are known, that النبي صلى الله في البخاري ومسلم, that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, they explicitly, without any interpretation or any implicit meanings, they say that he did not see his Lord in the night of Mi'raj. That is just that is there. But again, our understanding, the ulum of the Ahlus Suluk's understanding and Ahlut Tazkiyah's understanding, sometimes again take it to the different level that we talked about. Number two, Assalamu alaikum salam. Could you please explain this hadith? When anyone fights his brother, let him avoid the face, for Allah created Adam in his image. Naam. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And please, when someone is in a fight, please do not hit anyone on their face. If you're fighting your brother, do not hit him on the face, for Allah created Adam alayhi salam in his image. Yani, in other words, this is not what you, the way you translate it is wrong. Allah created your brother on Adam's image. You are the son of Adam, and you, Adam alayhi salam, you are his image, you are his son, and you look close to him, not necessarily identical to him, but you look close to him. So لأن الله خلق آدم على صورته, the hadith says, which means Allah created Adam عليه السلام on the image of the human beings, basically, because Adam is the father of all human beings in that sense. نعم, not that Allah جل جلاله has an image, والعياذ بالله. And those who worship, again, that's those who worship a human being, they think that's you, that's a Nasrani understanding, really, and where people think that Allah looks like a human being. Naam. If someone says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did see Allah ta'ala, how should we respond? Don't respond. What do you want to respond about? If he says that he did see him, you just don't say anything. Then again, he could have the understanding. Again, as long as people do not believe that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is in a place restricted to a direction. There is a distance, there was a reflection, there is an image, there is a direction, there is this, there is that. Right? That's that. Of course, that means, or there's a mass, there's occupying space, etc. That leads to kufr, walayyadu billah ta'ala. But other than that, there's nothing. There's no answer to that. That's and many of the Sufi understandings, and that's Naam. The ayah that I mentioned, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى, you're saying, is about Jibreel. Yes, the Mufassirin are almost unanimous that وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى, he has seen him again, that's about Jibreel. I am not talking about that one. I'm not talking about وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. I am talking about مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآهُ. نعم, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى. He has seen him another time in his real image, in Jibreel's real image, at the Sidratul Muntaha. عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى, where جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى is, that's Jibreel. I am talking about the ayah after that, and many of the ulama of Tazkiyah lean to say that this is not about مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآهُ. They take that as sequential. After that, after Jibreel, مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآهُ. So now you say, well, there is no real proof that it did not say that Al-Fu'ad saw Allah. I agree. Yes, that's true, did not. And again, that's a contentious issue. That's not really that serious among Ahlul Sunnah. Yani, whether you want to believe it or not, I don't have a problem with you. I will not, in other words, I will not object to people who say there was no vision, and I will not object, I will not object to those who say there was a vision, as long as we are on the common denominator and the basis that vision is not similar to the creation, no distance, no place, no space. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the seventh heaven, limited there because Allah has created the seventh heaven. Allah is not, does not need the place to exist because He's the creator of the place, etc., etc. So I don't want you to. Naam, al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. just like Yunus alayhi salam was close to Allah when he was in Sidrat Muntaha, just like Yunus was close to him when he was in the bottom of the oceans. And of course the maqam of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is higher, but still it is not a point of distance. It's a closeness in a way that Allah knows. It's a closeness in honor, not a closeness in distance. Distance only applies to bodies and masses and matters, and that's all a creation. And anyone who believes that, waliyadu billah, that may lead to tashbih and anthropomorphism, which may lead to kufr. So I would not object again to those. Again, the authentic hadith, that is, yani if you take it on its zahir, the authentic is for the Mi'raj that it is a negative. And Allah knows best. Of course, again, we take that, like I mentioned, ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. We believe in that vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and a vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him in a way that suits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty, that is not subject to place, space, reflection, encompassing, that Allah is in a direction or is a mass or is a body, none of all that stuff, absolutely whatsoever. What, how, Allah knows best. What is the meaning of the hadith, Narrated Bukhari? You can see him like you see the moon. You must have come. He who answered that, go back to what I taught. I explained that, Sidi, inshallah ta'ala. So, inshallah, I explain that during the lecture, inshallah ta'ala. So, if you listen to it again, you'll see the answer. What's Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, dream from Allah or from Satan regarding sacrificing his son? The question is asked because Allah says he does not teach which is wrong or haram, and to kill your own son is haram. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dream, of course, from Ibrahim alayhi salam was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not gonna allow the knife to cut, nor was he gonna allow, nor did he allow, or his will, his eternal will allowed Ibrahim alayhi salam to kill his son, waliyadu billah. And remember that the ahkam of anbiya are different than the ahkam of the people. Yani I'm assuming that you're not thinking that someone's gonna see a dream and you say, well, all the dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I'm gonna go kill my son, waliyadu billah, na'udhu billah. Yani we seek refuge to Allah from such understandings. Now, al-anbiya are anbiya, and they have their own things and their own maqam and their own spirituality and their own connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is done. And it was a notion of test. And al-anbiya have different levels of testing that other people cannot endure. You think we can endure the hardships the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through? Or some of the anbiya who were slaughtered, some of the anbiya who were so many things. So it's different maqam, and I think comparison here is wrong. Now, Sheikh, will all people in paradise be given the honor of seeing their Lord, inshallah ta'ala, in a way that is suitable to His Majesty Jalla Jalaluhu, not in a direction, nor in a place, nor in an image, nor in a distance, nor in a reflection, nor in all that stuff? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how. Naam, any other question? Allah, Allah, Allah. طيب, since there are no questions, inshallah ta'ala, we'll make dua, inshallah. I apologize about last time. I was doing the Imam Ghazali's book. By the way, I got a question, and I need to maybe I should answer it about the Zahir. Some people are saying that, well, that means when you look at the ayat mutashabihat, that means that you're taking the ayah from their zahir, from their apparent meaning, and you're subjugating them to interpretation. And that question, of course, is wrong. Because number one, We are not taking the ayahs from their zahir, from their apparent meanings. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Please be careful of falling into the traps of the anthropomorphists. The trap of the anthropomorphists, for example, is to teach you that there are three tawheeds you must believe in, so they can build on these three tawheeds that they made up, sentences, jurisprudential sentences, and takfir. In other words, if you don't believe in this, then if you don't believe that, yani for example, they have tawheed al-rububiyyah, tawheed al-uluhiyyah, and tawheed al-asma wa al-sifat. What do they put under tawheed al-asma wa al-sifat? They put under tawheed al-asma wa al-sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sifat al-istilqa, like someone says, that Allah lied down after he created earth so he can rest. They put under that Allah has curly hair. That is among the sifat. They put that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a direction, in a place. That is sifat to them. They put that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subjugated or is with time, subjugated by time. He descends physically and he dwells into earthly heaven at the third of the night, etc. So they put all these things, that he has shins, that he has hips, that he has literal hands, literal feet, literal fingers, literal, all these things, literal eyes, okay? So they want to put all these things, and they put these things under something called, what they called, Tawheed al-Asma wa al-Sifat. So if you come to say to them, now if they have you believe in these three Tawheeds, they will come, now once they put you on their track, they have their own rules for the game. Once they put you on that track, then they will tell you, well, you know, these things are all sifat and asma and sifat. And if you don't believe in them, then you are not believer in tawheed of asma and sifat, and therefore you're not muwahid, and therefore you're mushrik. Even if you tell them, well, I believe in Allah, they say, yeah, but that is tawheed of rububiyyah. And that does not mean tawhid asma wa sifat. You're still mushrik, but you're muwahid in a sense. But you're really mushrik. You're kafir. That's how they declared many of the ummah kuffar. And I believe, yani personally, this invention was done politically. So they declare those people. I'm not saying everyone who does that. I'm not saying everyone who believes that. Again, but many people who have used this classification and categorization, and they put all these sifat, supposedly what they made and what they or their own mind deduced as sifat, yeah? And what they sort of took from the Quran, chopped it into pieces, and they figured they can take one piece and they make it say this is a sifat. And we'll ask them, who declared this a sifat? Who gave its designation? Did Allah give it a designation, or did his Rasul give it a designation? No, you gave it that designation as a sifat, and now you're telling me this is part of the tawheed called tawheed al-asma wa sifat that you invented. And if I don't believe in your categorization, which implies all these attributes that you've designated as attributes, then I am not, you see the point? So that's a problem. Number two, we do not, so don't, we don't be careful of falling into their games. The other set game is that they tell you, well, you're subjugating the zahir to another meaning, interpretation. That is not true, because the mutashabih by itself, it means it is eligible for many interpretations. So anyone who takes any meaning, picks any meaning, and for example, the word istawa, the word istawa in the Arabic language, in the Quran came with six different meanings. In the Arabic language, it has about 7 to 8 to 11 different meanings. So what makes you pick one meaning rather than the other? Anyone who picks any meaning is subjugation, if you want to call it that way. What makes you pick? Who gave you the designation? The Quran or the Sunnah? Your own understanding? Well, that's not binding to me. Okay. The other point is that they say, well, you subjugate things all the time. That's not true. We do not do ta'wil. The zahir of the ayah to me, when Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna alladhina yubayi'unaka, innama yubayi'un Allah, yadu Allahi fawqa aydihim, faman nakatha fa innama yankuthu ala nafsih. And which means that, if you want to translate it this way, those who give you bay'ah ya Rasulullah, as if they're giving bay'ah to Allah, if you want to translate yad as hand, and I don't, yadu Allahi fawqa, yadu Allah is over their hands, I do not understand the zahir of the ayah to me that Allah has a hand. I don't understand that. I understand that those who gave bay'ah to Allah, the ayah is telling me that those who gave bay'ah to Allah, the zahir of the ayah means those who gave bay'ah to Allah, as to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if they have given bay'ah to Allah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the oath of Allah is on them. That's what I understand. That's the zahir to me. So if you want to chop the ayah into pieces and you want to take the what came before yadullah fawqa aydihim and you want to chop the after this what came in fa'in faman nakatha fa'inma yankuthu ala nafsihi, and you just want to say yadullah and you say Allah says for the Quran yadullah, so this is an ayah. Do you believe in this ayah? Do you believe that means the hand of Allah, because yad also means the hand? Do you believe in this ayah? We'll say wait, you took this ayah out of its context. And actually, not only that, you chopped this ayah, because the ayah did not come to say Allah has a hand. But the ayah came to say from the beginning till the end. So remember, it's just like someone who says waylun lil musallin, and which means jahannam is an-nar, hellfire is for those who pray. But who, wait, continue the ayah, alladhina hum an salatihim sahun, those who delay their prayers or those who do not do their prayers. So remember that. Don't fall to that. So we take the apparent meaning is what we take, if of course it is compatible to the book, the mutawatir of the sunnah and the language and the intellect. So I just want to say that inshallah ta'ala, because I got that question from somebody. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما والحقنا بعبادك الصالحين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين وسيد الآخرين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اغفر اللهم لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن على الخير أعاننا وعن الشر أبعدنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.